You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am pleased to be joined in this broadcast with Dr. Alan Bandy, who is Assistant Professor of New Testament and Greek at Oklahoma Baptist University. Dr. Bandy, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Now, we so much appreciate your involvement on this Christian Worldview Messenger Insight project. And for your piece, you focused in on Christian worldview and new creation. What is the new creation, biblically speaking?
Well, the new creation, biblically speaking, has to do with God's renewal of creation, in that since the fall from Adam and Eve into sin, it plunged all of creation into brokenness and ruin. And the Bible speaks of a new creation throughout, pointing to a time in which God will, in a sense, undo all the wrongs that have been done in the world. He will make it all new. He will clean it all up and start fresh. So it's the grand kind of climax of all that God has been moving toward in history.
And that's good news to our ears, because we live in such a broken and dying world. Christianity doesn't offer just a peaceful way to come to terms with it, but a promise that God will right all these wrongs. In your piece, you say, while God has already begun his work of new creation through the salvation of individual people, he will completely redeem all the created order through the consummation of the new creation. What did you mean by he's already begun this work?
Right. Well, you know, and I think a lot of people don't even realize this, but when the Bible talks about salvation, this is an act of new creation. It's the salvation of individuals, in which people who have turned to him in faith through Christ, who've received Jesus as their Lord, then in turn receive the Spirit of the Lord to indwell them. And this indwelling of God's Spirit in the life of a believer is an act of new creation. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 5:17, that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. And so what we can see, and one of the things that scholars and theologians talk about is the already not yet tension of Scripture. So in a sense, salvation marks the already of the new creation. It's already taking place in our lives. But it's not yet, because it's not completed until he returns to earth and establishes his kingdom.
I think that's a powerful point, and I also think of the words of Paul about be transformed by the renewing of your minds, and I sure enjoyed the scriptures that you quoted. In your piece, you underscore and start out by this phrase, something is wrong. You give several illustrations to show just the amount of tragedy and suffering throughout the world, and certainly we see it here. Have you witnessed that yourself throughout your missions and work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of what was burning on my mind as I was writing that. I was thinking about all the things that I've seen, both on the news, but also, you know, when you go to these impoverished areas around the world and you see, I mean, it's generational poverty, it's suffering, it's pain, it's sickness, and it just breaks the heart. And some people, skeptics and atheists, will look at that and say, see, there is no God because of all this suffering. And I look at it and I say that, wow, a sin has had tragic effects on humanity. But God loves us so much that he sends us to go tell those people, but ultimately he will right those situations. And although it's not an immediate fix, right, we can't look at it and go, oh, all the problems are solved right now, it does give us the hope that God is not uninvolved, that he does care, and that he does moan with creation over the despair that so many people have to go through.
Amen. And you say, when we get to the end of the story, the words, something is wrong, will never be uttered again, because the Creator God has fixed his fallen and broken creation. What a powerful image of our Creator becoming our recreator and new creator.
Yeah.
Well, we just so much appreciate the way you paint a beautiful picture of how God has and continues to and fully and finally will renew us and conform us to his image. In this series, our listeners have heard us define a worldview and talk about the creation of the world, how we did fall into sin, constant sin, and how through the cross Christ redeemed us. And now we talk here about the ultimate hope of new creation. Dr. Bandy, I want to commend you for this writing. And are there any further resources you could recommend to someone who either wants to explore this idea of a worldview or any of the facets that we've talked about, or maybe take in the direction of the new creation in the last days?
Right. Well, there's a number of sources. Most of them are a little bit more technical, a little bit more scholarly. That has to do with the themes of biblical theology. Greg Beale, who teaches at Westminster now, has written a number of books. He's recently come out with a biblical theology of the New Testament. It's a light 900-page read, but he deals extensively with the theme of new creation there. Also, there's a shorter book called From Eden to New Jerusalem by Desmond Alexander. And once again, he traces the same themes of the fallen creation and God's plan of redemption to bring about the new Jerusalem, the new creation. So it's a very common theme within biblical theology. But those are probably two of the top resources that I would look to.
Fantastic. And I want to encourage all our listeners to go online to BaptistMessenger.com to read this article by Dr. Alan Bandy, who is professor of New Testament and Greek at Oklahoma Baptist University and a great contributor to the work in the kingdom of God in all of higher education and scholarship. Dr. Bandy, thank you again for joining us on this broadcast, for partnering with us on this project.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been my honor.
Blessings to you.
You too, brother.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.